One of the individuals referred to in the context of Pharaoh is Haman. He is mentioned in 6 different places in the Quran, in which we are informed that he was one of Pharaoh's closest allies. Surprisingly, the name Haman is never mentioned in those sections of the Old Testament pertaining to the life of Prophet Moses. This information in the Quran was backed up by archaeological discoveries made centuries later. Until the 18th century, the writings and inscriptions of ancient Egypt could not be understood. The ancient Egyptian writing system consisted of hieroglyphs, or stylized pictures rather than words, and was forgotten centuries ago. In 1799, the mystery of ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs was solved by the discovery of a tablet called the Rosetta Stone, dating back to 196 BC. Through the decoding of hieroglyph, an important piece of knowledge was revealed. The name Haman was indeed mentioned in Egyptian inscriptions. The same inscription also indicated the close relationship between Haman and the Pharaoh. In the Dictionary of People in the New Kingdom, which was prepared based on the entire collection of inscriptions, Haman is said to be the head of stone quarry workers. The verse in the Quran, describing the event where Pharaoh asked Haman to build a tower, is in perfect agreement with this archaeological finding. Pharaoh said, "Counsel, I do not know of any other deity for you apart from me. Haman, kindle a fire for me over the clay and build me a lofty tower so that perhaps I may be able to climb up to Moses' deity. I consider him a blatant liar." The discovery of the name Haman on ancient Egyptian inscriptions once again revealed that the Quran was sent down from the sight of God. In a miraculous way, the Quran conveys to us historical information that could not have been possessed or understood at the time of the Prophet.